Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Mary is responding to the promo earlier on about people living alone and the social. We're talking about social bubbles before the break, but that was Guinness. But these social bubbles are much more important, rightly so, to people. Mary, good afternoon. What's your understanding, Mary, of what your bubble, or what the support bubble means?
Good afternoon,
for people like you, who you're not elderly, so to speak.
No,
you're
well. I'm on the wrong side of 50. Well, that's
well, that's very young. That's very young. Okay, but you're on your own, so to speak, at the moment. That's the way the world is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who can you engage with, Mary?
Well, first of all, I can engage with one other person.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole point was that initially, when the Taoiseach made the statement on Monday,
mm-hmm.
he said that it was that any single adult household could join with another single adult or any other
yeah.
household
okay.
for a support bubble. Now, what got to me was mm. that when I went onto the, when a colleague of mine went onto the gov.ie, she found that it stipulated that it only concerned people, you know, people who were, for example, single people who were looking after someone with
yeah.
Alzheimer's,
yeah.
With mental health difficulties. There was yeah. a number of criteria.
But they were medical. Not, they were medical and mental.
They were medical.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
There was no mention of the single adult who just happens to be single because he or she is single.
And below divorced. 70. And below 70, is that right?
And below 70.
Okay.
Somebody could be in their 20s.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, be single in their 40s or in their 50s like myself. And they could be divorced like I am.
Okay.
And I have a daughter, but she's grown up. She doesn't live with me. So I'm on my own. So
and is she more than 5K away?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's actually 32K away.
And is she in a different county?
Yes, she is.
So,
yeah.
So you're scuppered on every...
I'm scuppered on every count.
Yeah.
But in fairness to Micheál Martin, he did say that there was then 5K didn't have to hold for the bubbles.
Okay.
But my point is that it has taken this long for the 400,000 singled adult households
wow.
in Ireland to be thought about. We've been invisible.
And is there 400,000 single adult households?
There is.
So who can you, to come back, Mary, who can you see? Who can you let into your home and vice versa?
Well, up until the single adult bubbles, no one.
So
if I was to strictly be going
yeah,
by
okay.
the rules, there's no one within 5 kilometres.
Yeah.
You know.
Siblings?
No one.
Okay.
My siblings, I've seen my siblings once at Christmas and once during the summer. They yeah. live in Dublin. I live in Dunboyne.
Okay. It's not that far away, but I take your point. Over the county border and
it's over,
more than 5K.
It's 20 miles from the Terenure, where I'm from, and it's 32 kilometres from Cabinteely, where my daughter lives.
And Mary, is there a solution in that? Is there an organisation where you could say, I live in Dublin 3 or whatever. Is there anyone else within Dublin 3 who's living alone who would like to join up for the next 6 weeks?
There's no organization as such
yeah.
unless you're one of the marginalized, and you know that's as it should be, but there should also be in these very strange times there should be some provision made for people who through circumstances are on their own.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, Mary?
Well, I will make a bubble with a friend.
Okay.
I will form a bubble, I should say, with a friend. And because my friend lives in Black Rock, I can form that bubble. And it's about...
Yeah, but you've got to get to your friend in Black Rock before someone else does.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing I was thinking about. If my friend in Black Rock forms a bubble with somebody else who's nearer...
You're bunched.
Yeah, exactly. You're up the creek without a
friend.
So, I mean, I hit a COVID wall the other day, last week.
Well, tell us.
So, I got up in the morning, and I've been working from home since March.
Okay.
I got up in the morning, and I thought, another day going from the bed to the sitting room to the computer. And being on my own 24/7, not seeing anyone, going out for a walk and just seeing people passing me.
In masks, invariably.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not saying that, you know, my point is that there should be provision made for everyone. Inclusion and diversity. This is the age of inclusion and diversity. Include people who, through circumstances, have no one.
Yeah. And Mary, Mary, I know I know when I say this, you'll say I have other things in life and I have a job and I can get out of bed and you're conscious of all of that. But that description of your day where you don't see, apart from someone in the distance when you're out walking, you don't see another, you don't engage with another soul apart from maybe on the phone or whatever, is a COVID wall. It really is. It really is the way you describe it. Margaret's in Black Rock. Margaret, good afternoon.
Hello.
What's your situation, Margaret? Is it Black Rock in Dublin or is it Black...
I'm actually not in Black Rock.
Okay.
I'm in County Kildare.
Okay, good stuff.
From Solda House... up in South Dublin in the end of June last year.
Okay.
End of June 19. Free choice, free everything, love it. But everybody's in Black Rock, Fox Rock, that kind of part of town. And most of the time down here has been lockdown, you know.
Okay.
Last lockdown was horrendous. Dog died day one from out of nowhere. Don't know what, you know, just...
Yeah.
But so here we are again, and as that other lady was saying, free choices all the way with me, but I am on my own. I'm in my mid-60s. I have very good friends in town, lovely people around me here. But, you know, Joe, what do you go and ask somebody, can I be in a bubble with you? Not really, do you know? So if there was a cross boundary possibility of a bubble, I'd be grand. But there isn't a cross-county border.
Yeah. So
I'll be grand. I'll be fine anyway. Like, I'll make it, but it's not pleasant.
It says, wherever possible, you should choose a household in your locality to form your support bubble, but you can form a support bubble with a household outside the 5-kilometre limit. That's from gov.ie.
And does that mean you can form a bubble with someone, though, that's in another county? You know? Like, when I moved down here, and it's a familiar place to me, if you like, childhood. But when I moved down here, it was terrific. 40 minutes from town, no bother, loads of room for everybody, live in a lovely home and blessed in 100 ways. But if I were to form a bubble and if I were to see friend or family, it would be 45 minutes away and it would be across the border of Kildare, Dublin. I don't think they've thought about that one. Well, they can't think of everything either, and I understand how important this is, but it's harsh. It's harsh.
And you see, Mary's point is that if you're over 70, there are exceptions made, rightly so. People can understand that, and people who are in particular circumstances, especially if there's another person in the house that needs caring for whatever reason.
Sure, sure.
Neither of you are in that situation, but you are alone, so to speak.
Well, I'm mid-60s. Yeah. I'm not over 70. I do have people who are over 70s in my family, And do you know, Joe, that, you know, they're all doing the right thing. We're all compliant.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, when you're over 70, and I'm not yet, I hope I get there. But when you are over 70 and you're losing a year out of your life in the years when you can be up and at it, that's hard too. Now, nobody can do anything about that, but I think the bubble has to be elongated a bit.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. We'll try and get clarity or see if anyone got ideas, because now there's a significant number of people saying, I'm living alone, I'm not in the over 70 category, and as Mary said, 400,000 people living alone. Who can I form a bubble with? Well, most of my relations, for example, are many kilometres away.
That's it.
Margaret, would you think, I don't want to, I know obviously for even the way you said it, I'd say you're upset even thinking about the dog, but would you get another dog?
I know you did.
Brilliant. What's the name of your new dog?
Actually, she hasn't got one yet.
Okay.
She hasn't got one yet. I kind of wait for them to tell me their name, you know, when you get to know them a little bit. But she's
and
only
do you want to tell
tiny.
Me the name of your old, the dog that died at the beginning of the lockdown?
Oisín.
Oisín. Hmm. Okay, and how did you come up with that name?
Prince of Ulster.
Well done. Okay, well, maybe you have the Princess of Ulster there now.
We might have an Anu on our hands, Joe.
Oh,
you know?
Lovely. Okay. Yeah. Well, Margaret, stay well, Margaret. And
thanks,
Mary and Margaret, you've raised an issue which a lot of people now are asking about. What are the calibrations for people who are living alone? As Mary said, I'm divorced. I'm like 400,000 people in a single household, but my relations are a good distance away. Who can I form a bubble with before the bubbles are all filled with other people? Kieran.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, Kenny and Margaret, thank you both.